Hey, it's Bruce Chamoff. Be a successful podcaster. Become a successful podcaster. This podcast is also on YouTube, so you can watch the video. You're probably watching it now. And if you want, you can just get it on anchor.fm or on the New York City Podcast Network. Now listen, I'm trying to make you guys a very successful podcaster. And that includes your audience retention, like how do you keep people on your podcast? And I'm going to do a lot of podcast episodes. So a lot of these are going to overlap, and that's okay, because you need, sometimes you just want these principles drilled into your mind, right? Now, I'm going to be talking about how to have a binge-worthy podcast, just like on Netflix. Like you guys watch Netflix and you watch that show like Stranger Things or Cobra Kai, or even go back to like an old TV show from the 80s. Or even the 90s, like Seinfeld. And the thing is that you need to have people stay on your podcast. Remember, there are a lot of podcasts out there getting their attention, your audience members. And sometimes it's just very frustrating when after one episode, they go to a different podcast. You can see that in the stats. And you can actually look on iTunes with the commenting system. It's very cool because the commenting system will tell you who's actually commenting on those podcasts. It's very important to actually pay attention to your competitor's podcast and what they're doing, what ideas they have, and how many comments they get. Now, this is very important for a couple of reasons. First of all, you should, like, if you're in a particular genre, all right, let's say you're into the football or you're into music or you're into technology and you want to know why people are not subscribing or they're not even rating you on iTunes, because iTunes is very important to get those ratings. It shows, first of all, other people who are in your audience how to actually gauge your success. And believe it or not, the success comes from your comments and your ratings from other people in your audience, because that's how you know, sort of like a blog post, right? A blog post does the same thing. It does the same exact thing. A blog post, you know, you got comments, like on a WordPress blog or Tumblr or, you know, even Blogger. You know how well that is doing because of the different people who are putting comments. It's the same thing with podcasting. Technically, podcasting to me is really nothing more than a blog that has audio and video. It's a digital blog. You think about it, okay? And you definitely want to have your podcast on iTunes. And when you're in your podcast episode, you tell people, hey, if you like this podcast, please leave a rating. Leave a comment. You tell them that. A lot of people will not do this on their own. It's sort of like on YouTube, you know, where you say, rate this video and thumb it up and, you know, you definitely want to thumb that video up. You definitely want to, you know, you want to get thumbs up on your videos. So for those of you that have YouTube video channels. And it's the same thing here. Apple kind of does that same rating system like YouTube. The difference is that Apple has the star system. YouTube has the thumb up and the thumb down system, right? But thumb up this video, by the way, if you're watching it on YouTube. We're coming to you on YouTube and Instagram and on our regular podcast. So I want you guys to subscribe because I'm going to make you guys a much better podcaster and podcasting. By the way, we are having an online podcasting conference on June 26th. It's a Saturday. It's called Podno 2021. It has a Q&A panel, has over 10 speakers and their presentations. You can go to nycpodcastnetwork.com and then just search for the Podno 2021 link. There'll be a banner up there. But anyway, that's a shameless plug. I want you guys to subscribe to this podcast. Now, here's the thing. People don't have a lot of attention span, okay? You definitely want to talk like, you want to go nuts. Like, you don't want your voice to stay like this. I've seen a lot of podcasters that do that. Very, very, very boring, all right? Keep your podcast, just, you know, your voice. You need your podcast voice. You need to turn it on, okay? Just turn it on. Now, here's the thing. When you're doing your podcast, all right, tell people, I would like you, or I love you, or appreciate you, to leave a rating. Leave a comment. Tell me how much you love my podcast. Say that. You can even, you guys could do that in this podcast too. Or if you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment. Now, it's very important because when your audience, when they have retention, you keep them to the very end, okay? You want to keep just giving them all types of bits that they'll stay and listen, all right? I want you guys to be successful. So you could definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel. You can definitely subscribe to this podcast if you're just listening to it. It's really important. And I got to tell you too, I'm going to give you a lot of tips on how to be a successful podcaster because I see over 280 podcasts on the New York City Podcast Network. And we're going for like 1,000 podcasts here. So I definitely want you guys to subscribe that way as well. And we'll get you guys traffic. The traffic for, you know, help raise your audience. We also take Fiverr as well. Now, I'm going to have special guests. But what I want to do more importantly is tell you that when you have an audience member, okay, remember that each audience member is different. They're looking for something different. And they might drop off at any time. You want to stop that drop off, okay? Because if they drop off once, they may never come back to your podcast again. Never come back to the podcast. All right? You want them there. You want them from the first second of that audio file to the very end. And we know that people will not always stay to the end, right? So you got to put all your good stuff up in the beginning, right? All the stuff that you want them to hear has to go in the beginning because you don't know if they're going to drop off at the 30 seconds. They might not like your voice. You guys might not like my voice. You might not even be this far in the video. I'm hoping you are, or the podcast episode. But, you know, if you're just listening right now on my podcast and you want to see my face, my wonderful face, then you can just check out my video as well. I'm going to try to put the video in the link and vice versa. You know, if you're on YouTube and you just want to take this with you in your car, I want to make you a successful podcast. Okay. So this is the thing when we're doing podcasts. All right. Not only should you ask the audience members to stay in your podcast, all right, to stay on your, you know, in your podcast or on your YouTube video, you want to tell them what you're going to give them, the benefits. People love the benefits. And I will go into this in more detail on other podcasts, all right, on other episodes. But you want to give them the benefits. What is the benefit that the audience member needs in order to stay on your podcast? I got a lot of questions for you guys. You can answer these, okay? It's important you answer these questions because if you don't know the benefits of your own podcast, then you don't know why people are actually going to like you and how they're going to like you and how they're going to stay on and subscribe. So you definitely want to ask people, can you subscribe to my podcast? Can you subscribe to my YouTube video? We do it all the time on YouTube, right? Now, do you want, you know, a couple of things you can say. Now, how do you address the audience too? You want to address the audience, right? So you want to tell the audience that when they're listening to your podcast, you want to actually call them something. And you can call them, don't call them your subscribers. Subscribers is boring. It's kind of a technical word. If you think about it, it's kind of like a marketing thing, but it's also technical. And marketing is great, but people who aren't technical, you'll just lose them right away. You call them, what I would call them, and call you guys as well, is audience members. You're members of my audience. Now, here's the thing also. You should learn who your audience members are, their names, and then you call them out in your podcast episodes. Find out who they are. You know, tell them that you want their names. I'm going to give, you know, ask you guys what your names are too. And you want to leave it in the comments here because I want to address you. Nothing is better than the sound of people's names, of their own first names. So if you can find out the audience members' names, then you can absolutely address them. Like, hey, Bob Smith, thank you for coming. You know, Mike Jones, thank you for coming to my podcast. I really appreciate it. You know, highlight, if they have a business and you're a business podcaster, highlight their business once in a while. You know, let them see that you appreciate them. And I'll go into this in more details as well. Again, we're going to overlap. I'm going to try to keep these podcast episodes and videos to, you know, just an average of 10 minutes or whatever. So you can keep on subscribing. Thumb up this video or you know, give me like a nice 5-star rating on iTunes and let me know what you think, because I want you guys to be successful podcasters. I'm Bruce Chamoff. Talk to you soon.